will deactivate its emergency operations center. And the Skagway Panther girls basketball team takes second place in regionals and will advance to the state championship tournament. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Haines officials announced earlier this month that its emergency operations center would be deactivated this week. It was created at the start of the pandemic to coordinate the COVID-19 response locally. Now officials say Haines is no longer in a state of emergency and management of recovery efforts will move to the borough. The Emergency Operations Center, or EOC, was activated on March 6, 2020, as a coordination agency for Haines officials to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Almost 2 years to the day, Haines Mayor Douglas Olrud says borough leadership met and a decision was made to disband it.
The EOC had a meeting a week ago. Carol Ann Wooten, the EOC commander, called us all together just trying to figure out what the role for the EOC should be going forward. And it was a consensus of the group that we should probably be deactivating and handing over that role back to the borough. We felt it was no longer in emergent crisis.
EOC Commander Carol Ann Wooten wrote a memo to the Assembly announcing the change last week. Olrud says the criteria have been met.
So right now there's a high vaccination rate of over 70% in Haines of eligible populations fully vaccinating. Testing supplies and masks are readily available in multiple areas to the community. The school, the borough admin and search are offering home antigen tests and clinical testing as needed. And we just felt that it's time to kind of stand down, and that if there is something where that comes up, if there's another spike, we can reactivate immediately.
Olrud says the EOC has served as a coordination and public information hub throughout the pandemic. Most recently, it obtained rapid tests and KN95 masks for the community and assisted the school district with its mitigation efforts, including ordering supplies like tests and personal protective equipment. Olrud says that support for the school district would continue.
Those conversations are going to be taking place through the borough administration and the schools and search instead of the EOC going forward.
The Haines School District announced it will make masking optional starting Monday. Administrators cited lower case counts and state authorities clearing Haines of community transmission. That means most recent cases identified have been traced to where the source of transmission is known. A representative with a regional health consortium cited lowering demand for COVID tests at the clinic, signaling a drop in cases in Haines. Will Race with the Juneau-based public relations firm Cedar Group said the clinic administered an average of 250 tests per week in January, about 138 tests in mid-February, and just 30 tests in the first week of March. Search declined to release Haines' positivity rate. Olrud says even as the recent surge of COVID's Omicron variant has begun to subside across the country and Southeast Alaska, Haines still faces uncertainty and mitigation efforts will continue as needed. He says they consulted with local and state health authorities in the decision to deactivate the EOC.
You always look to the people in the health profession when you're dealing with a health emergency. And so getting the information from the state public health office, talking to search, seeing where they were at with their staffing, what they were seeing as far as transmission rates and things, they did not have an issue with us backing off. They thought there's a lot of other communities in Southeast that have already deactivated their emergency operation centers. And so that gave us a level of comfort moving forward that this was the right decision for Haines.
Olrud says the Haines Assembly will have the opportunity to discuss and weigh in on the deactivation of the EOC at its Tuesday meeting. If there is no opposition action taken, the Emergency Operations Center would be disbanded immediately. Skagway's high school girls basketball team is going to the state championship in Anchorage. It's the first time the Panthers will make the trek to the state tournament in more than a decade. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
Time about to expire. Crook launches a deep three to end this game.
The Skagway Panthers girls basketball team beat the Cake Thunderbirds on Saturday night 42-36 to take second place in regionals and advance to the state championship tournament in Anchorage. Head coach Nate Jennings talked about the emotions the win inspired.
When that buzzer sounded, we all kind of definitely had tears in our eyes and had realized that we seized the moment this time. And yeah, man, it's an incredible feeling.
The Division 1A Region 5 tournament in Juneau started rough for the Panthers. They were ranked 4th out of 5 teams with a 3-5 record during the regular season. They lost their first game of the tournament to the 5th-ranked Angoon Eagles, a team they had beaten in both of their meetings earlier this season. That pushed them into the secondary bracket, and from there the only way they could make it to state was to win their next 3 games in a row. Game 2 pitted them against a talented Hoona Braves team that had beaten Skagway in both of their previous meetings this year.
That was kind of the tipping point as far as us getting back to how we know how to play as a team, and we just really came out really hard defensively. Our press worked really well that game.
And their shots started to fall. After winning that game 45-36, Skagway had seized momentum. In Game 3, they faced the same Angoon Eagles team that had beaten them in the first game of the tournament.
They have a tough guard, Cheyenne Kukesh. Tatum was tasked at guarding her, but everybody kind of helped. And once we kind of slowed her down, that's when we knew we kind of had that game.
Then came the Panthers' final game of the regional tournament. They were pitted against a 4-2 Cake team that they had split games with on Cake's home court earlier this season.
I think we kind of surprised them. We just came out of the gate, kind of pedal to the metal. As far as defense, they had a tough guard. We put Tatum on her for a little bit. She got into foul trouble, so we had to sub in Kennedy Cox, who came in and shut down one of the best guards in the region. And Tatum had a monster game.
The Panthers found themselves up 6 points with under 2 minutes to play.
You know, you want to slow the pace a little bit. You don't want to force something and then, you know, all of a sudden have it be a one-basket game.
Jennings says with his 2 senior captains at the helm, the team was up to the task.
We just did such a good job of, once the defender got up on us, we would pass. And then they'd try to foul, but we'd have the pass already away.
And they did protect the lead. Tatum Sager hit clutch free throws down the stretch to seal the victory for the Panthers, winning 42-36.
It was an incredible feeling to finally do it. I've been with this group since they were in junior high 5 years ago, and we've always had this goal in our minds of what we want to do, and no team has been there to state from Skagway in 11 years, so it felt like a huge monkey that we took off our back.
Jennings says his captains insisted on practicing after school on Monday instead of taking a day off to soak in the win. The team will begin their travel to Anchorage on Sunday for their run at the state championships.
Yeah, we got a house up there at Anchorage that we're going to stay in, a few miles away from the arena, and I'm just super excited for these guys to experience playing on a basketball court like this. Like, this is something they're never, ever going to forget.
The Klawak Chieftains won first place in regionals and will advance to state as well. The tournament starts on March 16th. The official bracket was not released as of Monday afternoon. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.